We thank you for the Holy Spirit who teaches us the Word of God. And we thank you that you will help us to live and obey the Word of God. Lord, we're turning to you again this afternoon. We pray that you will help us and speak to us.
主啊, 当我们展现您的话的时候, 您向我们讲话, 您帮助我们。
And we ask these things in Jesus' name, looking to you for blessing.
我们所有的祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名祈求您的赐福。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we're studying in Colossians chapter 1.
我们一直在学习哥罗西书的第一章。
My problem is that I did not determine or I did not record how far we read last week. I can't remember how far we got. Could somebody help me, please?
哦，他的问题是他不知道我们上一期停在哪里。你们如果谁做笔记。 一般的回忆一下, maybe it's chapter 2.
You think I got that? We got that far?
We didn't start chapter 2.
Yeah, we
stopped at chapter 1, verse 23.
Yeah, I think so.
That would make sense. All right. Okay, so what I want to do is just summarize a little bit about what we've been studying. The first thing is, what does the word Colossians mean?
所以呢，我们应该是停在23节，刚才叶明说他认为也是的，所以呢，他要把这个做一个小结，他的问题是那个Colossians是什么意思？
What does the word Colossians mean? Does anybody other than Nicole know what the word Colossians means?
除了Nicole以外，其他的有人知道这个Colossians是什么意思吗？
Okay, it means huge. Big, 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 big. All right.
And
这是巨大，像那大大大大大很大。That's what the Lord wants us to be. He wants us to be grown up.
这就是主耶稣要我们成为的，他要我们成长成巨大。So
if you wanted to be a big Christian, what would you do?
如果你要想成为一个巨人基督徒，那你应该做什么呢？
And the answer is, you would become full of the Lord Jesus Christ.
答案呢，你要完完全全让主耶稣基督充满。
So last week we read many things about him in verses 15. And following on, many things about the Lord Jesus. He is all that we need.
上个星期呢，我们在15节，你后面几节你一直讲到所有的都是关于主耶稣基督的，他就是我们所需要的一切。
Now we were considering a parallel thought this morning.
因为我们今天上午呢，就有这样一个类似的一个想法。We
looked at the names of the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of John, and we concluded that in Jesus we have everything, and without Jesus we have nothing.
因为我们在约翰福音里上午学了几节经文，然后我们得出结论呢。
Now this is the parallel thought that we get in the book of Colossians.
这就是一个平行的想法，我们在格罗西斯。
So people say to you, what are you doing at 1 o'clock on Tuesday?
有人如果问你啊，星期二下午一点钟你在做什么？
And you say, well, we're studying the Bible together.
有人说那我们在一起学习圣经。
And they say, you don't need to do that.You do that on Sunday morning, but the rest of the week is for yourself.
所以他们说那你没必要那么做，你就是星期天上午你才去学圣经，星期天其他的时间你自己要干嘛干嘛。
And you say, no, 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 the Lord Jesus is everything to me.
所以你说不不不，你完全错了，主耶稣是我的一切。
He's not just something for a Sunday morning.He's with me 24-7. My life is for him 24-7.
因为他不是只是星期天早晨的，他是对我来说24小时7天一个星期他都属耶稣，都是我的，我也是24小时7天一个星期都是给主耶稣的。
And this is the theme then that this book of Colossians is built around. We're going to see it again and againWe're going to learn how to live it.
这就是主耶格罗西书里不断的给我们建立的这样一个理论，我们会一直一直的看，然后我们尝试着活出来。
All right, so we're going to start reading now in verse 24. And we're going to read along, finding out Paul's response to this. Verse 24, Paul says, Now I rejoice...in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church.
我们开始学习第二十四节。二十四节，现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉体上补满基督患难的缺欠。
And so he's saying,Because the Lord Jesus Christ is so important in all of our lives, I give my life to the Lord Jesus by trying to help you.
那你基本上说那因为主耶稣在我的人生里是所有的一切如此的重要，所以我尝试着去服侍主耶稣，用帮助你们的方式把我的生命给主耶稣。
And he is here saying,that the Lord Jesus Christ's afflictions or problems and sufferings, they were all for your benefit.
在这里基本上说呢，主耶稣基督的他的患难和他所有的问题呢，都是为了你们的益处。
But also, the sufferings that I have for you are also for your benefit. They are God's plan to build you up.
因为在我的保罗说在我的人生中的一些苦难呢，对你们来说呢也是神想建立你们去帮助你们的。
He says, I've become a servant of the gospel by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness. That's verse 25.
第25节说我照着神为你们所给我的职任做了仆人，为要成就神的道。
So he says, this is so important. I just have devoted my entire life to getting the gospel to people like you.
因为他说这是如此重要，所以我要把我所有的人生都来传福音，就这样传给像你们这样的人。
And then he says in verse 26, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations,but is now disclosed to the saints.
第二十六节继续说，这就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的众圣徒显明了。
So he's talking here about a mystery that people didn't know about before.
这里谈到的呢是一个奥秘，这个奥秘是从前没有人知道的。
And this mystery is thatThe Lord Jesus Christ is going to do a great work amongst people who are not Jewish.
你这个奥秘呢，就是主耶稣要做一个伟大的工作，这给那些不是犹太人的人。
That's you and me.
是你我。
And we have the privilege of receiving, of being part of the great blessings of God.
所以我们有这样的荣幸，就成为接受神的那个伟大的赐福的人的一部分。
And therefore, it's to Gentiles like us, we read in verse 27, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
27节继续说，神愿意叫你们知道，这奥秘在外邦人中有何等的丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们里面成就了，成了荣耀的盼望。
So here you have a very interesting usage of the word riches.
你们在这里呢看到了一个那个富有的那个词的有另外一个有意思的用途。
When we tend to think of riches, we think of money. We think of the things money can buy. We think of what we can do when we have money. Those are our usual definition of riches.
一旦我们想到富有的时候，我们通常想到钱，我们想到那钱可以买到的东西，而且是想到我们有了钱以后，我们可以去做些什么，这就是通常对富有的。
But here Paul is using the word riches in a totally different context. He's talking about glorious riches.
所以呢对宝使徒保罗在这里用到的丰富呢丰盛呢是另外一个词的意思，他就说我们有丰富的荣耀。
Riches of glory.
在荣耀里富有。
The world is full of people who have monetary riches, but their lives are full of shame.
所以呢这些人呢在他们的人生中呢有那些真正的富有，但是他们的真正的人生是充满了羞辱。
But Paul says there's a far greater riches than that. There's the riches not of shame, but the riches of glory.
所以呢使徒保罗说呢其实有很多的不同，不光是你有富有的，但是你是有荣耀的，丰盛的荣耀。
Riches are very fleeting. If a person makes a lot of riches, he usually gets them toward the end of his life, and before long, his life is over.
所以呢，那个财富呢，它通常呢，它是一些比较容易挥发的，就是当你的生命到了终点的时候，通常呢，很多财富都是挥霍一尽。
Even if a man is born rich, his riches only last for one lifetime.
所以就算一个人他生来就是富有的，他的富有只是在这一生。
But heaven is forever.
他不会到永远。
And if a man or a woman ends up with the riches of glory, those riches last forever.
所以如果一个男人或者一个女人他到死的时候他是有丰盛的荣耀，那么这样的丰盛的荣耀呢会持续到永恒。
And if you ask most people what heaven is going to be like, they will tell you that heaven is a place where people are rich.
所以如果问一个人天堂是什么样的，他就说会说呢天堂的人全是都很富有。
We've got to be pretty rich if when we get to heaven, we walk on streets of gold.
因为我们在天堂里有多富有的，如果我们去到天堂，我们走的路都是铺满了金子。
And when you get to heaven, if you're walking on streets of gold, you're not going to think back to the good old days when you say, you know, I was so rich, I had $1 million in the bank.
所以呢，当你在一个铺满金子的街道上走路的时候，你不会想到说，哦，我以前有多么的富有，我有100万美元在银行里。
So the true riches are not riches of money. The true riches are riches of glory.
你真正的富有不是因为有钱而富有，是因为有丰盛的荣耀而富有。
All right, so how can I illustrate it? You live a life of glory for the Lord Jesus, and when you're in heaven, somebody will say to you 100,000 years from now, tell me about your life.
所以呢，如果一个人他的一生都是为主的荣耀而活着的话，但是呢，10万年以后，如果你到天上去，他说你有多有钱呢？
And so you will say, this is what Jesus did for me.
所以你会说呢，这是主耶稣在我身上所行的。
And the people will say, wow, that is wonderful.
那个看见你的人就会说，哇，这个太美妙了。
And you will thank the Lord for it, and they will thank the Lord for it, and you will have glory 100,000 years from now.
你呢，你会为此献上感恩，他会为此献上感恩，感谢我们主耶稣这十万年。
That glory will carry on forever.
这样的荣耀呢，可以持续到永恒。
Okay, those are true riches. Now, let's go back to our verse 27.
那样呢是真正的富有。让我们回到第27节。
This says to them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
你这里讲的神愿意叫他们知道，这奥秘在外邦人里有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们里面成了荣。
So if the hope of glory is Christ in you, how would you get more of the hope of glory?
所以如果这个盼望的荣耀是主耶稣在你里面，你希望得到多少？
Answer, you would get more of the Lord Jesus Christ in you.
你答案是呢，你要更多的主耶稣基督在你里面。
In other words, the more you have of Jesus, the more glory you're going to get.
这个呢，就是说呢，如果你有主耶稣基督越多，你的荣耀就会越多。
The less you have of Jesus, the less glory you're going to get.
所以呢。主耶稣在你里面越少，你得到的荣耀就越少。
So if you wanted to be colossal, what would you do?
如果你想变得巨大，你怎么做？
You get more of Jesus.
得到更多的主耶稣。
Now, you could say, well, I'd like to get more of Jesus and a lot of other things as well.
你会说呢，我会呀。很多的主耶稣，我也要其他的很多的东西。
But the more of the other things you get, the less of Jesus you're going to get.
那你得到其他的东西越多的，那主耶稣你就得到的越少。
So, let me give you a very simple illustration.
我要给你举个很简单的例子。
If you had a box, and you wanted to put some valuable things in the box,What would you do?
如果你有一个盒子，你要想把那些很有价值的东西放在盒子里面，你会怎么做？
Well, you get the box and you start putting valuable things in it.
那你找一个盒子，你开始把那些有价值的东西往里头放。
If you wanted to put more valuable things in the box, how could you do it?
如果你想放更多的有价值的东西放里面，那你怎么做呢？
You would take out of the box the other things that are in the box. so you can put in the rest of the box the things that you want to be in the box.
所以呢，你必须先把那个盒子里的东西拿出来，再把其他的你想要放进盒子的东西里面东西放进去。
And so, we fill our lives with the thought of sometimes you've got to get rid of the junk before you can put the good things into your life.
所以呢，在我们的人生里面也是这样的。你要想得到一些好的东西，你先要把那些废物先清理出去，然后你才可以装更多好的东西。
If we're going to be colossal for Jesus, we need more of Jesus.
我们如果要因为主耶稣而变得巨大的话，我们需要更多的主耶稣在我们里面。
All right, we're going to keep reading. Verse 28.We proclaim him, admonishing, teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
第二八节，我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
What does Paul preach?
那保罗传扬什么？
He preaches Jesus.Okay, he says, I want to present everyone perfect in Jesus. I want them all to know about Jesus.
但是我要把个人完完全全地引到基督，在基督里完完全引到神面前，他要把更多的人引到神面前。
So if you read quickly through what Paul writes,You will find that over and over and over and over he uses the names of the Lord Jesus because he's basically speaking all the time about the Lord Jesus.
所以你如果很快的去读保罗写的书信的话呢，你会发现他很多不断的就是讲到主耶稣，因为这个里面他要讲的就是主耶稣。
So he says in verse 29, to this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me.
那第29节他说我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面应用的大能尽心竭力。
So he's basically saying, I'm going to tell you about Jesus.
基本上是说我要告诉你关于主耶稣。
But the reason I'm telling you about Jesus is because it's Jesus who's working in me to tell you about Jesus.
而我告诉你主耶稣基督的原因呢，是主耶稣在我里面工作工，让我去告诉你们关于主耶稣基督。
Are you beginning to get the picture? It's all about Jesus.
所以你开始得到这样一个画面，一切的都是关于主耶稣。
Okay, we're going to keep on going, picking up the theme. Chapter 2 says, I want you to know how much I am struggling for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally.
所以第二章的第一节继续说，我愿意你们晓得，我为你们和老底家人并一切没有与我亲自见面的人是何等的尽心竭力。
Right, he's saying this is not natural. This is not ordinary. And somehow I want you to understand that though I've never even met you, the longing of my heart, the objective of my heart is to tell you all about Jesus.
但是这不是一个正常的思考，一个正常的思维，就是尽管我没和你们见过面，但是我所有的我都要尽心竭力地告诉你们主耶稣基督。
And then a long verse, to tie the thing together, verse 2 and 3. It says this, My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of the complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely, Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
然后呢，在下面呢有一个很长的经文，把这所有的逻辑绑在一起。第二节和第三节这样说：要叫他们，要叫他们心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足的在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督所积蓄的一切智慧知识，都在他里面藏着。
All right, that's a very long sentence. It's a long couple of verses. I want you to note how it ends.
那这是呢是一个很长的经文，这就是我要你们知道这个经文里面它是怎么结尾的。
Verse 3 says, in Jesus are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
所以第三节说呢，所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在主耶稣基督里面藏着。
Do you believe that?
你相信这个吗？
In Jesus Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
所以在主耶稣基督里面藏着所有的智慧知识的财宝。
So if the Lord Jesus Christ were to walk into the room right now, would you recognize all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge?
因为如果主耶稣进到这个房间里来，你会认出所有的智慧和知识的财宝吗？
The answer is no. They're hidden in him.
那答案是你看不到，因为是藏在他里面。
The man on the street doesn't say, Jesus has got all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
在街上的人，他不会说主耶稣有所有的一切的智慧。
They are hidden in him.
他藏在他里面。
So what do you do if you're trying to find something that is hidden?
你会去做什么？如果你只要找出那些藏在里面的东西，你会怎么做？
Well, you search and clean and you dig and you try to find it. You hunt and hunt and hunt. You search and search. Because if things are hidden, you've got to go find them.
你会不断的寻求寻求挖挖然后找找找。你会在就是一个一个东西藏着的话，你就会不停的挖了挖找了找寻求。
The little children often play a game. They called it hide and seek.
因为小孩子通常会玩一个游戏叫躲猫猫。
And one child tries to hide, and the others see if they can find him.
所以呢，一个小孩呢，他藏起来，其余的孩子呢，尝试着把他找出来。
Now this verse says that all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Jesus.
所以这节经文说呢，所有智慧知识的财宝都藏在主耶稣基督里面。
Now the people who believe that say, okay, I'm going to search and I'm going to check out Jesus. I'm going to learn more about him. I'm going to keep on going until I find treasure and I'll find more and more and more and more treasure.
如果那个相信这一节经文的人说，那如果是这样的话，我就会不断的搜寻，我就不断的去挖，我就不断寻找，我要寻找更多的智慧，更多更多的知识的财宝，我要不断的寻找。
And other people say, well, you know, I believe that some of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are found in Jesus.
另外一些人说呢，我觉得在主耶稣基督里是藏着一些知识和智慧。
And so they will search a little.
他们就会呢，少一点的去寻求。
And others say, no, there's more than that. I'm going to search a lot.
所以呢，有些人说呢，不是这样的，有更多的在里面，所以我要不断的，我要更多的去寻找。
So if you were writing this verse, how would you have expressed it?
所以呢，如果是你在写这些经文，你怎么去表达？
Would you say? and Jesus are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge?
你会说, 在主耶稣里面, 藏着所有的智慧, 知识的财宝吗?
That's a lot.
这是太多了。
And I told you the story before about the university professor who became a Christian and he stopped studying fruit flies.
因为我跟大家讲过这个故事，有个大学的教授，他为了去寻求主耶稣，他停止了研究果蝇。
And his friends laughed at him. And they said to him, you're crazy. You've given up the fruit flies, the study of fruit flies for Jesus.
他的朋友们呢就说呢，嘲笑他说你疯了吗？你为了去寻求主耶稣，你放弃了果蝇的研究。
And he said, of course I have. I'd far rather learn the wisdom of knowledge, wisdom and knowledge of Jesus, than learn the wisdom and knowledge of fruit flies.
他说当然呢，我因为我去研究主耶稣，我得到了更多的智慧和知识，比那个我研究果蝇得到的更多。
So I ask myself the question and I say, be honest, Harold, if you were writing that verse, verse 3, would you have said, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are found in Jesus? Or would you have said, some?
所以我就很诚实地跟我自己说, Harold, 如果你在写这段经文，你会说是所有的智慧、知识的财宝都藏在主耶稣基督里吗? 还是你会说藏着一些?
Some might even say most.
有些人会说很多。
Some might say the best.
有些人说是最好的。
But Paul says no. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are found in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗，使徒保罗说你们说的都不对，是所有的知识、智慧。
All right. Now, having believed that, having been persuaded to write that, it's not surprising that Paul is very, very zealous to teach that knowledge. That's why he says back in verse 1, I want you to know how much I'm struggling for you. Why is he struggling? Because he knows that in Jesus are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
所以指责保罗呢，他这么去写，他们去追求呢，说明呢，使得保罗他追求在主耶稣里面的智慧、知识的财宝的那个极大的热情，就是在第一节里面所讲到的，我要尽心竭力的去跟你们传这些。
And then he goes on in verse 3, and he says, verse 4 rather, I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments.
第四节继续说，我说这话免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你们。
Okay, lots of arguments will come to you, and they will try to deceive you, and say, don't take the Bible too seriously. Don't get all excited. Take it one line at a time. But Paul says, no. Remember, don't be deceived by all kinds of fine-sounding arguments.
因为实际上呢，有很多的争议都会来到你面前，说你不要那么认真地去对待圣经。 圣经里并不是说有一切，保罗说不是这样的。圣经里有所有的这一切，我跟你们说这话，是免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你们。
Then he goes on and says, for though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how orderly you are and how firm your faith in Christ is.
所以呢，他继续在第五节说：“我身子虽与你们相离，心却与你们同在。这你们循规蹈矩，在基督的心也坚固，我就欢喜了。”
So he's basically encouraging them. He's telling them, listen, I've never met you, but I want you to know how wonderful Jesus is.
所以在这里呢，他基本上是在鼓励他们说，我从来没见过你们，但是我要你们知道主耶稣是多么的美妙。
And so we go back in our minds to the verses, some of which we read this morning, verses that talk about how wonderful the Lord Jesus Christ is.
今天我们就是在大脑里想一下，在今天早上我们所谈到的主耶稣基督，这里面说到主耶稣有多么的美妙。
And the question is, how could you possibly summarize all that? And you can't. But we know that the Lord Jesus is love and light and kindness. He's helpful. He's, compassionate. He is caring and considerate. All the good words that we can put together, that's what Jesus is.
所以问题是你怎么可能就这么一些东西总结下主耶稣，主耶稣所有的爱，所有的慈爱，所有的怜悯，所有的同情，所有的这些好的词都是跟我们用在我们主耶稣身上的。
All right, so verse 6 then says, So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him.
所以第六节继续说，你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行。
So, when you first become a Christian, very often you get very excited and you say, this is wonderful. You read the verses, you believe them, and you say, this is marvelous.
所以当你刚刚成为基督徒的时候，你会非常兴奋，你说这个啊太美妙了，你就读一些经文，你说这个太令人惊讶了。
But it would be possible.To forget that and say, all right, well, I've enjoyed that. I wonder what is next.
应该是可能的。你说呢？我非常的享受这个，但是呢，下一步是什么呢？
And so the teaching of the Bible is Jesus was the wonderful foundation of our Christian life, and Jesus is the life that we live afterwards. We don't go from Jesus to something better. We go from what we know of Jesus to something better in Jesus. And Jesus keeps on becoming more important and better. We don't go to something else. We keep on going to him.
你答案呢，主耶稣是我们基督徒人生的一个非常重要的基石。然后在这以后呢，我们继续建立在主耶稣基督之上，我们在这里行出来，而不是说我们在信了主耶稣以后再去找一些什么别的东西，下一步是什么？我们的下一步永远是更多的、更好的关于我们的主耶稣基督的。
So I heard a story a long time ago about a man who became a Christian.
因为很长时间以前，我听到的一个人，他成为基督徒。
And he went to one of the other Christians and he said to him, tell me, I've just become a Christian. What should I read?
因为他跑到另外一个基督徒那边，跟他说，我现在已经成为那个基督徒，那下一步我应该读什么呢？
And the man said to him, well, what you should do is read the Bible.
我要是正常，我就继续读圣经。
And so he went and he read the Bible.
一旦回去，他继续读圣经。
And sometime later, he went back to the man, and he said, you know, you asked me to read the Bible. He said, I did. That's really good. Now, what should I read next?
因为他回到那个人那里去，他说，你告诉我去读圣经，我把圣经读完，那这个太好了。那下一步我应该读什么呢？
And the man said, will you read the Bible next?
那个人继续说，你继续读圣经。
He said, I've already read the Bible.
他说，我已经读了圣经了。
And the man said, that's right, you read the Bible next, and you read the Bible next, and you keep on reading the Bible.
那个人说，那就对了，你继续下一步是读圣经，下一步是读圣经，你一直就读圣经，别放弃。
And just as the Bible is the foundation of the knowledge of our life, so Jesus is the sum total of what our life really is.
所以呢，就像那个圣经是我们人生的知识的基石，那么主耶稣呢，就是我们在人生里面的一切。
So back to verse 3, if you get more of Jesus, what do you get?
所以那么回到第三节，如果你得到更多的主耶稣基督，你得到到什么呢？将得到。
The answer is more glory.
答案是更多的荣耀。
It's all about Jesus.
所以一切的一切都是关于主耶稣。
All right, verse 7 now says, that's chapter 2, verse 7. He says, as you've received Christ the Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
So you read verse 7?
I read verse 6 and 7, that's right.
Okay. 所以他继续读呢第六节和第七节，你们既然接受了主耶稣，就当遵他而行。第七节，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，这是你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Now, it's interesting. It's basically saying, if you get more of Jesus, what you're going to end up with is more thankfulness.
所以呢，他这里就非常有趣的呢，如果你得到了更多的主耶稣，那么结果的是你感恩的心就不断的增长。
So you read the Bible, one of the things that I ask myself is, when I get to heaven, what am I going to get?
因为我对我自己通常是当我读圣经的时候，我问自己一个问题，当我到了天堂以后，我会得到什么？
And Isaiah says, when we get to heaven, among the other things we're going to get is everlasting joy.
所以以赛亚说呢，当我们去到天堂呢，除了得到所有其他的以外呢，我们得到了永恒的喜乐。
If you had everlasting joy, what extra would you want?
如果你有了永恒的喜乐，那你还要其他的什么东西呢？
What could you get more than everlasting joy?
如果你可以得到，有什么东西可以比得到永恒的喜乐要好的呢？
And I keep on saying to myself, Harold, you don't know very much. You don't know what heaven's going to be like. But I know you're going to like it because heaven is going to be everlasting joy.
所以呢，我继续不断地跟自己说 ，Harold， 你不知道那么多，但是你也不知道到天堂有什么。但是我跟我自己说，我到了天堂，我知道有一样，我会得到永恒的喜乐。
Now I don't know what I'm going to be doing on Tuesday afternoon. 100,000 years from now, but doesn't really matter very much because whatever it is, I'm going to have everlasting joy.
因为我不知道十万年以后我在星在天上的星期二下午会做什么，但是我唯一知道的是我在那一天下午我有永恒的喜乐。
All right, this verse says, verse 7, we are to be rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith, and we are to be overflowing with thankfulness.
第七节继续说，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，这是你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
And you notice that the Bible is full of superlatives?
What's this, superlatives?
Superlatives. Superlatives are statements that are almost limitlessly big.
Okay.
How can you overflow with thankfulness? So much thankfulness, you can't handle it. That's a superlative.
Okay. 所以在圣经里是充满了这样的一件事情，是那个东西它是无限的，无限的甚至你自己都把持不住，就想象不出来，就像这个说感恩的心它就有满出来了。
You say, how could it be that good?
你说怎么可能有这么好呢？
Okay, it's overflowing with thankfulness. You can't contain your thankfulness. That's life in Jesus.
所以呢，这个呢，满出来的感恩，你甚至控制不住。这因为是所有的一切都在主耶稣基督里面。
Now, many people don't have that because they're not that full of Jesus.
有很多人呢，他没有这个，因为是他们并没有被主耶稣充满。
All right, now verse 8 says, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ.
第八节继续说，你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，把你们掳去。
Okay, so don't let anybody deceive you and say, all right, but you'll never be happy unless you get something in addition to Jesus. Or if you've got a problem, you need something other than Jesus. We need more of Jesus.
所以呢，不要让那些人他去欺骗你。他因为他们会说你不需要更多的主耶稣基督啊，因为如果你的人生中出现什么问题，你可能需要其他的东西来填补这样的。我们说不，我们需要更多的主耶稣基督。
Okay, now I'm not really sure how to illustrate this because it is so overwhelming, but the principle is simple. We need more of Jesus.
所以呢，他不知道怎么样去举个例子，因为这个事实是太令他整个人被压倒了。所以他说呢，我们是需要，这简单的原则就是我们需要更多的主耶稣基督。
And the reason that we need more of Jesus is this, verse 9. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
所以呢，这个原因是在第九节，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
How much of God was in Jesus?
所以神在主耶稣里面有多少？
All of it.
所有的。
Now many people will tell you that because Jesus is the Son of God, God is greater than Jesus.
有些人告诉我呢，因为主耶稣是神的儿子，所以神比主耶稣更大。
Many religions like to take Jesus and bring him down.
所以呢，很多宗教呢，他要把主耶稣拉下来。
Don't you listen to that. You take Jesus and bring him up.
你不要去那么去想，你把主耶稣放到最高的位置。
John the Baptist said, he must increase, I must decrease, but he must increase.
所以那个施洗约翰说呢，主耶稣要兴盛，我要衰落，所以他主耶稣必须要兴盛。
And so the verse says, in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
所以呢，第十节说呢，it's verse 9, right?
Well, that's the verse 9, yeah. That's right.
也就是说因为神本性一切的丰盛都有信仰体的居住在基督里面。
All right, and then verse 10 says, and you have been given fullness in Christ.
第十节继续说,你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
All right, in the authorized version that I study most, it says, you are complete in him.
所以呢,在那个国王钦定版里面,他经常读的那个圣经里面是这样说的,你们在他里面得以完全。
So the argument is, you need more of Jesus.
所以那个争议呢,就是你要更多的主耶稣。
What else do you need beside Jesus?
除了主耶稣之外,你还需要什么呢?
And the answer is nothing. You are complete in him. You have been given fullness in Christ.
所以呢,答案是呢,你什么都不需要,因为你在他里面也得了完全,你在他里面呢,完完全全得了丰盛。
Okay, so have you got the picture now?
你现在看到这个画面吗?
The apostle says, I'm writing to you Colossians, and you are supposed to be huge.
使徒保罗说呢,我写给你们这些哥罗西人,你们应该变得巨大。
You're supposed to grow into a great, big, beautiful building.
你们应该长大成为一个巨大的建筑。
What do you need in order to get bigger, in order to get more beautiful, in order to get more useful, in order to get more glamorous? What do you need?
现在你需要什么呢? 为了使你变得更巨大、更美丽、更有用, 那除了这些你还要什么? 你要怎么做呢? 你要变成这样?
And the answer is more of Jesus.
答案是呢,你要更多的主耶稣。
Does this all sound repetitious?
这是听起来是在不断的重复吗?
Yeah, probably does. Why does the apostle focus on it so much?
答案呢,就是在重复。那为什么使徒保罗把焦点都集中在这个上面呢?
Because many, many Christians get confused and forget this.
因为很多很多的基督徒呢,他们搞糊涂了,他们忘记了。Okay,
and why do they forget it? Because they are told that you need Jesus and a lot of other things. What we need is Jesus and more of Jesus and more and more and more of Jesus.
他们为什么忘记了呢? 是因为他们被告知说,你除了要主耶稣以外,你还要很多很多其他的东西,但是我们被告知是说,你除了要主耶稣基督以外,还是要主耶稣基督,还是要主耶稣基督,要更多的主耶稣基督。
Now one of the other reasons he says this is at the end of verse 10, he is head over every power and authority.
他是各样执政党权者的元首。
So it doesn't matter what the power is, doesn't matter what the authority is, doesn't matter what the circumstances are, Jesus is over all. He is the head of all of these powers and authorities.
所以不管是什么执政的,不管是什么掌权的,不管是什么状况,主耶稣是所有的这一切之上,他是这一切执政掌权者的头。
All right, so we talked a lot about how you get more.
所以呢,我们也一直在谈到呢,你怎么样去得到更多的。
We talked about the box. And if you want to fill the box with more of what you want, you've got to empty the box of more of what you don't want.
如果你要想把这个盒子装满的话呢，你要去把你里面你不需要的东西倒出来，然后把你需要的才能装进去。
And so in the first half of verse 11, we read, in him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature.
所以第十一节的头半部分说，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼。
Okay, in order to get more of the Lord Jesus, we need to get less of sin.
所以呢，为了得到更多的主耶稣基督呢，我们要有更少的罪。
All right, I'm just looking that verse up in the other translation. It says there, in whom also you were circumcised with the circumcision made without hands in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
所以呢，他要去看一下其他的译本，他的那个古兰经版的译本，你说你们在他里面也受了，不是人手所行的割礼，而是基督使你们脱去罪恶肉身的割礼。
All right, hard to explain some of these things. Let me see if I can explain at least a little bit to you.
对呢，非常很难去解释这样的一些事情，让我试图跟你们讲一点点，解释一下。
Circumcision, as it was practiced in the Old Testament, was the cutting off of certain parts of the flesh in the body.
所以呢，割礼呢，是在旧约里所行的一个礼。它的那个意思呢，就是把身体的某一部分的那个皮给割掉。
And that is a very simple picture, and it says we have got to live lives that are morally pure.
所以呢，这里呢，就是一个简单的画面，就是我们要过一个更加洁净的生活。
And so in the New Testament, we don't practice physical circumcision, we practice spiritual circumcision.
所以在新约时代呢，我们不去做那些肉体的割礼，我们是做属灵的割礼。
And the picture then is that we say, I want my life to be holy for Jesus. I don't want sin in my life. I want my life to be separated to him.
因为这个画面就是呢，我要我的人生更加的圣洁，为了主耶稣，我们要把我们人生中的，我要被分离出来，为了主耶稣。
And so what we often do is we say, Lord, you know that in my life there is this particular sin.
因为我们通常是这样说，主啊，您知道在我的人生中有这样一那样的一些罪。
It might be lying for some.
可能是对某个人撒谎。
It might be cheating.
可能是欺骗。
It might be stealing.
可能是偷窃。
For some, it's pleasure, liquor, or other things that they take for the pleasure of the body.
所以呢，对有些人来说是肉体的欲望，是那些酒精，是为了让肉体得到愉悦。
And so many Christians say, I want to put those things off.
也很多基督徒来说呢，我们要把这些东西移去。
That is very, very good.
这个非常非常的好。
But this verse doesn't say put off the sins of the body. This verse says put off the body of sin.
这个经文呢，不是呢，是说，你把那个，把那个肉体的罪除掉，而是把罪的肉体除掉。
And so if you're like me, you say, what could that mean? I can understand putting off this sin or that sin from my body, but how do I put off my body of sin?
今天你如果像我呢，你说这个是可以理解的，我可以把肉体的罪除掉，但是我怎么把罪的肉体除掉呢？
And the answer is, I decide that I'm not going to spend the rest of my life living for my body.
所以答案是呢，我在我的余生我不会花所有的时间去为了我的肉体而活着。
That's what the world lives for, isn't it? The world says my body likes it, I'm going to do it.
这就是当今世界所流行的，是不是？这个世界说我的身体喜欢这个，所以我就这么去做。
The Christian doesn't say I follow my body.
基督徒说我不会跟随我的肉体。
The Christian says, God gave me a body that I can use for Him. I'm not going to live for my body. I'm going to let my body live for Jesus.
所以呢，基督徒说呢，神给了我一个肉身，那么呢，我这个肉身呢，要为神而活，我不会为我的肉身而活，我的肉身要为了主耶稣而活。
So the issue then becomes,Is my body my servant for God, or am I a servant of my body?
所以呢，问题是呢，是我的肉体是神的奴仆呢，还是我是我的肉身的奴仆呢？
And you'll remember that most people spend most of their lives serving their body. Their body is the boss.And they serve the body.
所以呢，你知道有些人呢，他把他一生的绝大多数的时间都花在为他的肉身服务上面，他的肉身就是他的老板。
God says, no, no, the principle is exactly the opposite. God has given us a body to serve Him. God's given us a body to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
现在你说呢，不，这神说这个，不，这个是完全相反的。神给我们一个肉体呢，是为了服侍神，是为了服侍主耶稣基督。
So, here's a particular temptation to sin.
这里呢是一个特别的那个诱惑，去犯罪的诱惑。
And somebody says, well, I think I would like to sin that sin, because you see,It's going to make my body feel good.
有些人说呢，你知道吗？我准备去犯那一样罪，因为这个罪可以让我的身体很愉悦。
Why would I sin that sin? You ask.
你问我为什么我要犯那样的罪？
And the answer is my body likes it.
答案是因为我的肉身喜欢。
But the logic of God is very different. It says no, no.The body is your servant, and therefore you don't do things that your body wants. You get your body to do those things that you want.
所以神的逻辑说是这样的，不，那个你的肉身是你的奴隶，你不会去为你的肉身去做什么事情，而是让你的肉身为你做什么事情。
It's a totally different way of thinking for most people.
所以对大多数人来说，这是一个完完全全不同的想法。
But it's a wonderful way of thinking. If Jesus Christ is everything, then the body is to serve Jesus, not me to serve my body.
所以呢，这个呢，是非常奇妙的。如果说主耶稣是一切，那么呢，我的肉体是为了去服侍主耶稣，我不会去服侍我的肉体。
So Paul says, you have been bought with a price. Don't become the servants of your body or somebody else's body.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，你们是花了大价钱买来的，所以呢，不要去服侍你的肉体。 也不要去服侍其他人的肉体。
So going back now to verse 11, we read, in him, it's in Jesus, you were also circumcised in putting off the sinful nature. And that phrase, the sinful nature, means the flesh or the body. We put them off. We say, my life is not to serve my body. God gave me a body to serve Jesus.
所以呢，第十一节继续说呢，你们在基督里面，基督里面所行的那不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱出肉体情欲的割礼。这里讲的这个 sinful nature 呢，就是肉体情欲。
And then verse 11 goes on, not with the circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ.
所以呢，这里讲到呢，继续讲说你们所行的割礼呢，不是说人手所行的，是因为主耶稣基督给你们行的。
How do we put off the sins of the body?
我们怎么样把身体的罪给除掉呢？
And the answer isn't put off the body of sin. How do we do that? The answer is the Lord Jesus Christ does it for us. This circumcision is done by Christ. And we go to the Lord and we say, Lord, would you please help me? I want to live for Jesus. I don't want to live for my tummy or for my feelings in my body.
所以这里讲到的是怎么除掉这个肉身的罪呢？是首先你把这个罪的肉身除掉。那怎么做呢？你们就来到主耶稣面前，是不是你做的？是主耶稣帮你做的。你就说，主耶稣，求您帮助我，我不想为我的肚子而活，我不想为我的感觉而活，求您帮助我，为了你而活。
And then the question is, how complete should the putting off of the body be?
所以呢，然后呢，就是要多么多么完全的把这个身体的罪除掉呢？
And verse 12 says, having been buried with him in baptism, that's how complete.
所以呢，第十二节经书呢，受洗与他一同埋葬，这是你怎么去完成的？
But raised with him through faith in the power of God who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead.
所以呢，也就是与在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活的神的功用。
So what do we do with the body? Why, we get rid of the body as far as sin is concerned so that we can give the body to new life in Jesus.
所以呢，我们怎么去做我们对待我们那个肉身呢？我们肉身先埋葬了，这样我们出来的一个复活的身体就不为主耶稣而活。
When we do that, what do we get?
我们这么去做，我们得到了什么呢？
Well, we get all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
我们得到所有的智慧和知识的财宝。
We get completeness because we're complete in him.
我们得到了完全，因为我们在他里面得到完全了。
We get thankfulness, overwhelming thankfulness.
我们得到了那个溢出来的那种感恩。
We get everlasting joy.
我们得到了永恒的喜乐。
So there's a sense in which the way up in all these things is the way down for the body for self as we give the body for Jesus.
所以呢，这个呢，场面呢，就是这所有的一切都往上走呢，就是因为我们把我们的身体放下去，把我们的身体除掉以后呢，得到的结果呢，就是我们得到的所有的这一切往上走。
If we do that, what do we become?
如果我们这么做，我们会成为什么呢？
Well, we become colossal for Jesus.
我们成为一个巨人，为了主。
We become overwhelming in glory, eternal glory.
我们得到的那个你想象不出来的永恒的荣耀。
And all the other blessings we've been talking about, they're all there when we live for Jesus and we say, I'm not going to be living for my body anymore.
所以呢，这所有的这些经历所有的应许，我们都会得到。当我们说我的身体为主耶稣而活，我不再为我自己的身体而活的时候。
All right, questions on this. This is not easy to understand.
所以呢，有没有问题？这是对于这一些东西，这个不是很容易理解的。
And it's harder to live.
但是要活出来呢，那就更难了。And
we can say, all right, this is what I want, but then a problem comes up, difficulties arise, and we say, uh-oh, I'm not living the way I should. Questions. How can we explain this more for you?
所以呢，这个呢，就说呢，你说我想这么去做，但是你人生中呢，出现了问题，出现了难题，出现了困难，你就会说，哎呀，我现在不想这么做了。所以呢，你们要想理解这个呢，你们就跟我提问。
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
It is, as Paul's sin, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
Yes.
It seems we, the Christian, don't need to read any book except the Holy Bible. If that is right, why we Christians build a school and a university to study philosophy and science and a lot of other knowledges?
All right. Roy, do you want to translate, make sure that
they understand that question? 第三节，如果所有的一切的智慧，就是都是在里面的话，都是在圣经里面的话，为什么我们基督徒要创立一些学校去学习其他的数学啊、科学啊，还有其他的学科？那我们为什么要学那些？我们不就学圣经不就完了吗？是不是这样的脑啊？对对对。All
right. So, what is the answer to that question? That's a good question.
答案是什么呢？那个问题问得很好。Well,
you might ask someone like me.
所以你要问那些跟我一样的人。I
went to university for 10 years.
他在大学里读了十年。I
learned all kinds of things.
10
years of trying to get wisdom and knowledge from the university.
10年了，他试图去在大学里学到知识和智慧。
While I was there, I read my Bible every day.
但我在大学的时候呢，我每天都读圣经。
And I read a lot of other stuff every day.
那其他的东西我也每天都读。And
then when I finished university, I took my university textbooks and I put them on the shelf.
那他大学毕业以后呢，他把他的大学学的书呢都放在书架上去。Once,
I took, maybe twice, I took one of those books off the shelf to check.
所以有一次。 或者是两次，我把那个书架上的书拿下来看一下。Sometimes
I say to myself, "What on earth were you thinking?"
有时候呢，我对我自己说，你在地球上想什么呢？I
read my Bible all the time. I don't go back to those textbooks all the time.
因为我读我的圣经是在所有的时间都圣经，我并不是所有的时间都回去读那书架上的书。
I learned a little bit of knowledge.
我学了一点点知识。
I didn't learn much wisdom.
我没有学到很多的智慧。
But the treasures of wisdom and knowledge I got from the Bible.
但是呢，智慧和知识的财宝我是从圣经里学到的。
I'm thankful for what I did, but I think, Vic, if I were to do it again, I wouldn't do it that way.
所以我非常感恩我自己所做的那一切，但是他跟 Vic 说 ,Vic, 如果我有机会，我不会再这么做了。
What university did John the Baptist go to?
你使徒约翰去了哪个大学呢？
He didn't, did he?
他哪里大学没上？
He had more power than anybody else. The Lord Jesus said of him, he was the greatest of those born of women.
因为他有很大的大能，比任世界上任何一个人，因为主耶稣说他比任何一个女人生的都大。
So, the Lord didn't say to Peter, you made a terrible mistake, you became a fisherman.
所以主耶稣并没有跟彼得说你犯了一个很大的错误，因为你是一个渔民。
He said, Peter, I'm going to give you lots of fish,But I got something more for you than fish. And so Peter, after getting the biggest catch of his life, said, okay, I'm going to follow Jesus.
所以他跟彼得说，那彼得我会给你大量的鱼，但是我会给你比鱼更重要的东西。在彼得打了最大的一网鱼以后呢，彼得就跟随了主耶稣。
So your question is easy to answer for us, Vic.
他说 Vic, 你的答案对我们来说是很容易回答的。
It's harder to answer for the children, but it's easy for it to answer for you and me.
因为是对孩子们来说是很难去回答的。
Leave those other books on the shelf.Get on to the things of Jesus. We can do that.
所以对你我来说是很容易去回答的。不要把那些其他类型的书全放在书架上，去读更多的圣经，读更多的关于主耶稣基督。
For the children, it is much harder in our day, but there are some easy answers for the children too.
因为对我们当今社会的孩子们来说是非常去难回答这个问题的，但是我也有一个很容易的答案给孩子们。
The easy answers for the children are, you got to start reading your Bible more, you got to memorize those verses, you got to prioritize the things of God.
因为对孩子来说很重要的是，就是说你要更多去读圣经，你要记住那些经文，你要把你圣经里的事放在首位。
For the children, it's easy. We've got to say to them, turn off that headphone and start memorizing your Bible, living for Jesus. Quit playing games and start working for the Savior.
因为我们对孩子可以很容易对他这样说啊，把你的耳机拿掉。关掉你的其他的东西，你要去更多的去学习圣经，学习关于主耶稣基督。
We have fallen far too short of believing this, but that is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to believe it, and we're supposed to follow it.
因为我们当今天非常缺乏这样的想法。但是我们应该这么去做，我们应该跟随这样的想法。
Now, again, I'm just not sure. I've given you the illustration of John the Baptist. I've given you the illustration of Peter. In the Bible, God used people who were active in the world, but they were notoverwhelmed by the world.
所以呢我不知道我给你们这样一个例子没有，我给你的例子是使徒约翰还有彼得， 还有其他在这个世界上的人，这些世界呢，他们是被这个世界已经压倒了。
I think as a society, as a Christian society, we have failed miserably in this focus, in this priority.
因为我们认为呢，在啊我们这个基督徒的社区，我们已经在这方面把焦点放在这个重点，放在这个第一位的这个重点上，我们做的失败了。
Other questions or comments, further questions or comments.
你有没有其他的问题和想法，或者说更进一步的关于这个问题，还有想法？
Do you remember the oft repeated line of the Lord Jesus Christ?
你知道那个从一直这个是讲关于我们主耶稣的那个谎言吗？
It went like this. He said to people often, O ye of little faith.
所以呢他的这个谎言是这样的，是主耶稣呢一直跟他的子民说，你们这些小信的人呢。
That's probably true of many of us, isn't it? Little faith.
所以这可能对我们很多人来说是对的，因为都是小信的。
And I have to go to the Lord repeatedly and say, Lord, I'm so sorry. I don't believe you as I should.
所以我经常来到主耶稣面前，我跟主耶稣说，对不起啊，我并没有像我该信您的那样去信您。
And so Paul said in Philippians, we read it a few weeks ago, Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind, I am going to press on to the things that are ahead. I look back, I didn't do it all right. I want to haveMore of Jesus, not less.
因为使徒保罗在那个腓立比书里讲，他说呢，我要把一切的过去的事抛在脑后，我要前进，我要往前行，我要追求前面的东西，我要把我要更多更多的主耶稣。